Reporting for WRPR News, this is Jake Kaiser. Gamergate has rocked the gaming community and Twitterverse with questions regarding journalistic integrity and sexism in gaming. I spoke with avid gamer, feminist, and self-proclaimed news media enthusiast, Kate Kaiser, to get her take on the movement. Mega Man! So, what exactly is Gamergate?
Two main tiers, the first of which was questions of ethics in video game journalism, and the second was sexism towards women in the video game industry.
Gamergate has changed pretty drastically since its inception. Could you explain what happened?
The second movement pretty rapidly took over the first movement. A lot of people under the hashtag Gamergate were pretty clearly just using this as a guise to lash out at women in particular. This is pretty sad because the debate on ethics in video game journalism was pretty quickly destroyed.
What does Gamergate mean for non-gamers? How does this impact the rest of the listeners?
In the beginning of Gamergate, when it was a little more focused on ethics and video game journalism, they spoke about how a lot of video game critics and journalists would receive advanced copies or sponsorships in order to write positive reviews about games of major companies. The consumer sort of relies on media to give us fair and accurate reports of the things we want to consume. And if that is skewed by powerful companies being able to influence these journalists, it makes it way more difficult for new things to arise or for these old companies to be really fairly criticized.
I stopped by Jay Lee's, the student lounge at Ramapo College, to see if any of the gamers there had heard of Gamergate.
Have you ever heard of Gamergate?
No.
Do you read game reviews?
I used to.
Did you trust the reviews?
Most of the time I don't really trust it.
Do you guys read game reviews?
Occasionally. I usually read Polygon at the top.
Do you trust those reviews when you...
I just feel like they're very heavily biased towards authors and there's no way to be for them to be liable for what they're saying.
As widespread as this movement is, it seems that here at Ramapo, it still needs to catch a little bit more traction before it becomes a mainstream issue. For WRPR News, I'm Jake Patton.